If it's Friday, it must be time for Bent News. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know...
Well, get bent, turkey!
We bend the news every week so you don't have to. One of our twisted favorites, Frippin' Toya, with two big bits of news this week. First, there's a documentary crew following them around, according to Toya. And there's also a dramatization of the story of Frippin' Toya in the works.
Wow! I think a dramatization of Frippin' Toya will be absolutely hilarious. And I'm curious as to who Robert Fripp would be. Plus, who would play Toya?
The mind goes crazy, man, I know, thinking of these things. But it's true. Somebody would have to play them at the later stage of life that they are. And somebody's going to have those eyebrows added, you know, in the makeup room.
And not only that, they're going to have to be pretty good at playing music and singing, too.
You know they dub a lot of that. 20 singers combined to be Freddie Mercury in that movie. So, we shall see. This story surprised the hell out of me, but I can't say that I'm sorry that Jan Wenner is out at the Rock Hall. He did an interview with the New York Times, Marcus. Jan Wenner, the head of Rolling Stone magazine and the Rock Hall of Fame. New book, Masters. So he's doing the MYT, right? Mm. And some of the things that came out in the interview really showed that he's not the nicest guy. Saying that he only included white male rock stars in the discussions that he had because none of the women were as articulate enough on this intellectual level. Wow. They brought up the fact that there was a lack of black artists quoted, and he declared that they too just didn't articulate on that level. Well, I got two words for Jan Wenner, and they're not happy birthday, Marcus. Let's just move on to the Rock Hall board vote to oust him from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 20 minutes is all the vote took, and it's done.
I really think that the board wanted him out. We've known for a while that he ain't such a nice guy, and I'm sure he's a nightmare behind the scenes when getting everything together for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you want to read a good statement about his horrid comments, read what Living Color, the band, said about Jan Wenner on social media. They hit it spot on.
Well, the week started with an exciting bit of news, Marcus, regarding Dave Grohl reuniting with his original band, Scream. The fact that the band has recorded an album, DC Special, that comes out November 10th, an exciting surprise. And then, the next day, word that their drummer, Kent Stax, had passed away.
Really sad news for this band. I remember listening to Scream a little bit when I was a kid. They were one of the punk bands that my friends listened to. Me, not as much, but I do remember hearing them. And this album that they're doing looks pretty solid. Ian MacKaye of Fugazi is going to be on the record. Joe Lally, Amy Pickering, and Amanda MacKaye. Bad Religion's Brian Baker, and a lot more. So Scream, a well-respected punk band in the scene.
And according to Stax's family, he passed from metastatic cancer. This is a more pleasant surprise in this week's Bent News, Marcus. Bachman Turner Overdrive hitting the road, planning a live album, and a film. That's the trifecta for a band from the 70s, dude.
This is exciting. BTO wrote some really good tunes and were a staple in rock radio throughout the 70s and 80s, and their music fun.
Randy is going to be joined on stage by his son, Tal. But the big news is that Fred Turner, who retired from touring in 2018, is coming out of mothballs. I hope he can get rid of that smell, you know? And talk about a sudden kickoff, Marcus. The tour actually starts tonight, the day we release this episode, in West Springfield, Massachusetts. There are five other dates in Missouri, Illinois, in California. Check them out and go and be part of the party. Be part of the album. Elton John in the news this week, Marcus, his Atlanta condo. They call it a condo, but man, it's like a mansion in the air. Going on the market for over $4.9 million. He and David, I guess, are finally moving on from Atlanta, which has been their main home for a long time.
I wonder if they, like Ozzy, are heading back to England. And this pad they're selling is huge. 13,000 square feet. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms, three partial bathrooms, a 9-car garage. what the hell else is going on in those thousands of square feet? Because they only have four bedrooms and four bathrooms. I would think they would have at least six or seven for that size.
You said it. Nine-car garage. I don't know how this story reached the bottom of the stack, but here we are because six rare tapes of the Beatles are going on the auction block at Gotta Have Rock and Roll. The tapes are marked as the Beatles' Derek Taylor Never Before Heard Collection of Lost Beatles Recordings. Boy, unreleased songs, rehearsal recordings, you know, casual interviews with the band members. The tapes expected to generate $500,000. If you're wondering what's on there, it's rehearsals for Sgt. Pepper, a snippet of McCartney complaining about the heat. George is on one of the tapes, jamming with the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band, and supposedly a take of While My Guitar Gently Weeps where Jimmy Page replaces Eric Clapton on the take.
Whoa. Woo. Tape 4 has a 45-minute interview with John Lennon.
Never before heard. It's going to cause a fuss, bro.
Woo.
Let's head to the release bin. 3 big box sets about to land. Just heard about this one.
Right now, I'd like to do a song. It's a little thing by Howling Wolf. We'd like to do it our own way, if you don't mind. It's a thing called Killing Floor.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience Hollywood Bowl, August 18th, 1967. Now available for pre-order. Ooh, baby, Jimmy, as he's taken off.
I'm excited to hear this because Jimmy was gone before I was old enough to experience Jimmy in the way that I would have loved to experience Jimmy. But I love the fact that all these live recordings are coming out and all these unreleased songs of his are starting to filter their way into our ears.
Bryan Adams about to drop a box set live at the Royal Albert Hall. 35 songs recorded over 3 nights.
All right, ready to roll?
At the historic venue in London. Now, the shows were recorded back in May of 22 and will see the light of day this fall, just in time for holiday giving, Marcus.
Of course. Now, I'm not saying Muse is cashing in for Christmas, but they too have a box set coming out. The 20th anniversary of their album, Absolution. It will be dropping November 17th, and it picks up where 2021's Origin of Symmetry, the 20th anniversary of Remix, left off. It features remastered audio, unreleased live versions, demos, photos, and an in-depth interview with the band where they discuss the ups and downs of the recording process as well. So,
and that's pretty much going to do it for this episode of Bent News, released every Friday. On Mondays, we release original new episodes, and this week, it's an episode of 5 Favorites featuring our 5 favorite one-hit wonders of the 1970s, Marcus.
This is going to be a fun episode. Oh, yeah, this episode is going to be a blast, a trip down memory lane. You're going to hear a song and be like, oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And I will present my 3-time one-hit wonder of the 1970s. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, man.
It definitely is. Monday, it drops.
And that's going to do it for this Bent News update on the Dark Dag Media Network. A reminder, or are we telling them for the first time, Bent News is off next week because I am, and returns in 2 weeks in its normal programming position. Signing off, I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.